welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. As we continue on a message I've been sharing from 2 Corinthians, the first chapter, which talks about the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of all comfort, the Father of all mercies. And it is the Lord just put it on my heart to really spend some time on this passage to help, with His help, to bring into our understanding of God's desire to be a real source of comfort and strength to us. So often, God's people, the world, where they turn to all sorts of things to find comfort and peace and relief and release. And even God's people at times will look to the world, look to the things of this world to try to find release and relief from their pain. Drugs, alcohol, whatever, relationships. And beloved, God wants to be the source of our comfort. He knew we were going to experience difficulties. He knew that we would have tribulations, but He told us, be of good cheer because He has overcome the world. Now, as I've shared on a previous broadcast, that word comfort, whether human or divine, is pure and simple comfort, nothing else. And it means strengthening aid, assistance, support, consolation in time of trouble or worry. It's a feeling of relief or encouragement, contented well-being. And the verb means to give strength and hope to cheer, to ease the grief or trouble of. And that's what our God wants to be to us in a very real, personal, and practical way. And for the reason I'm taking time doing this is that because we might affirm that, and yet we go through heaviness, oppression, discouragement, all anxieties, stress, because we are not laying hold of this desire of God's heart to be there for us. When Christ was going away from this earth, He told His disciples that He wouldn't leave them comfortless. Isn't that right? He would send another comforter who would abide with them forever. And let's see what He declared in the 14th chapter of John. And I'm going to start reading at verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. Praise God. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him. Notice that we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. Excuse me. And the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. And I must read verse 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. What beautiful words of comfort. Amen. In verse 27, and I want to just reiterate that, Jesus declared as though it were a necessary result of the coming of the divine comforter, the Holy Spirit. He says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. He was really emphasizing this. Not as the world gives, do I give unto you. Because whatever the world gives, it can be taken away. Let not your heart therefore be troubled, neither let it be afraid. What tender, loving words from our Savior. So it certainly behooves us. He's commanded us. He's instructed us. Let us, beloved, not let trouble or fear prevent us from experiencing that peace that passes all understanding. You know, when you think of it, why should I be discouraged? You know, what is it? I know he watches over, his eye is on the sparrow. I'm thinking of the words of that lovely old hymn. But what's the worst thing that could happen to a Christian? Die and go to heaven? Oh, come now. That's what our fate is eventually. Or unless the Lord comes, we will be transformed as we go to meet him in the air. And so, beloved, if you are experiencing torments of the devil, that he's bringing fear and he's bringing anxiety and he's bringing discouragement or oppression or whatever it might be, you just need to wave scripture in the face of the devil. This is a good one. I trust you're familiar with it. Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 39. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Comforter, isn't that a beautiful word? It just conjures up all sorts of blessed thoughts, blissful thoughts. If we could only realize it, beloved, what we need to do is just repeat it over and over to ourselves until its meaning sinks into the very depths of our being. The Lord is our abiding comforter, not one who comes and goes, who you can't depend on, never on hand when needed the most. But no, he's one who's always present. He's always ready to give us joy for mourning and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Praise God. Let me just share some scripture with you. Isaiah 57, 15 and 18 declares, for thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite heart and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. I have seen his ways, and I will heal him, and I will lead him also, and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners. Isaiah 51 and 3 says, for the Lord will comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. What a comfort, beloved, to know that we have abiding with us a divine comforter who loves us so much that he will chasten us when we need it. He will reprove us of our fault, and he won't let us go on our merry way in fatal unconsciousness of them. No, he will bring it to our attention. He will convict. He will not condemn. He comforts all our waste places. And How does he do this? By revealing them to us. Not only that, at the same time, he makes our wildernesses like Eden and our deserts like a garden of the Lord. Praise God. Well, it's a wonderful thing to just consider how much our God loves us. And beloved, he's given us one to another. The word says to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. On yesterday's broadcast, I shared a prophetic word that I'd received back in 1992, and it really resonated with my spirit because no one has ever said this, but it's so exactly true and exactly right on, because it was a husband and wife team, and the brother ministered to me, and he went on to say, "You're someone who's known real hurt and disappointment in your life." And he says, "You've got a lot of joy, a lot of love, and when you see someone in need, people don't understand this about you, they wouldn't even know this about you, you get a stab right in your heart. You hate to see people hurting." And that's something that is really true. I physically hurt. I am emotionally in pain when I see people hurting. You know, when I was a child, I wanted to be a doctor. Although I've got a scientific and analytical mind, and I probably could have done in terms of intellectually, yet emotionally, I really hurt when I see people hurting. And so God has allowed and equipped me to pray with understanding and compassion for those of you who are going through hard times. You don't know the times that I actually shed tears over incoming letters, someone who gets a bad report from the doctor, or like the widow woman, some that have been homeless, given all that they had when their own material needs are so great. Beloved, I know you don't want to write a bad report. I know that, you know, that's why I'm being so transparent, because when you go through something, I want you to know I deeply care, and I can empathize with the battles you go through, and I've been there. I know what it is to hurt, to feel rejected, to feel alone, but it's the prayer of agreement, beloved, that is going to change things. Every negative thing you've gone through, God is going to turn for your good, and beloved, it's a sacred privilege and truly one of the joys of my life to share this personal ministry of correspondence It's touched the lives of so many for almost 50 years now. Remember what Isaiah 57 and 18 said, "I have seen his ways, I will heal him, I will lead him also, and restore comforts unto him and to his mourners." Allow me that privilege of praying with you. The announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass, and may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh.